Podcast. I'm your host, Chris, and today I'm joined by Sierra. And today we've gathered to talk about the 1983 American horror film Sleepaway Camp, directed by Robert Hiltzik. But before we get into that, I want to go ahead and put this at the beginning, because I've got a bad habit of doing it at the end. If you guys are watching these like a clip on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, wherever I post this shit, make sure you guys are going to the YouTube page and liking and subscribing. And also the audio format, Spotify, Apple Music, and stuff. But now that the business is done, we're going to get into Sleepaway Camp. So you never saw this?
No, not till last night.
Have you ever seen, like, you're not a huge horror person, so you've never seen, like, Friday the 13th and shit?
No, I never saw that. None of the Jasons. I saw Freddy Krueger, and that was scary as fuck.
Well, I mean, that's like an 80s movie, so it's kind of similar to this.
Yeah,
this movie
had the same vibes.
This whole genre is like super just 80s, just dudes in tight pants, fluffy hair, and
yes,
baby shorts.
Very tight pants. I was very uncomfortable for it being a children's movie.
It wasn't a children's movie, yo.
But like, there was children at the camp.
Exactly.
And they were older.
Well, that's a huge trope of the 80s is a lot of the movies, they try to like get people in their mid-20s to play like 15-year-olds and shit.
Yeah.
And
I think they still do that, but they're better at like casting younger looking people.
Yeah. And I think in this movie, they weren't that old, but you could tell that there was definitively some real like 12-year-olds and 14-year-olds in the background.
Yes, I agree.
And then the actors just looked more mature.
Some of the actors looked young, and then like some of them you're like, ooh. You're an old-ass woman. Fucking Judy.
Nah, but so basically the like bland plot of this movie. There is a family tragedy at the beginning revolving around a young kid. And this child grows up, goes to a camp. They obviously have PTSD of some form. And bad stuff happens at this camp.
I agree.
So it's loosely a camp movie, a camping slasher movie, which is like a really big horror trope.
Horror
There's
what?
A trope meaning like it's just a common story.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Like I literally Googled
but
just
a realistic
for,
one.
You think realistic?
I think a realistic one.
Well, yeah, there was nothing outlandish about it.
Yeah.
But like there's literally hundreds of goddamn, especially in the 80s, it's just Camp Blood. Summer of Blood.
Summer of Blood.
Pretty much like any vague, like, scary, slasher, bloodery camp thing. And, but like I said, this reminds me of, like, Friday the 13th. I always thought of this as a knockoff. I'd never seen this till a couple years ago.
Okay. I wish I would have seen Friday the 13th, because I don't know.
Well, no, I mean, it's the same story. It's...
Is it?
It's kids camping. Mm-hmm. There's somebody killing people. Okay. In the woods, and they're trying to figure out who done it.
I see what you mean.
And all you see is the hands for a long time. It's kind of like a mystery who's doing it at the end. That's what a lot of these type of movies
are. Yeah, I was trying to figure it out the whole time. Like,
and they kind of, and a lot of the times they give you clues and shit, but I mean, it's always kind of just random. It's that whole Scooby-Doo setup.
Yeah. I smoked some weed, so I kind of got a few confused. You said it was one kid, and I was like, well, maybe they both survived.
No, but so have you ever been camping?
Yes.
You've actually been to like
I've been camping, but yes and no. So like the way the movie set up, it did not look like that at all. I stayed in a bougie place. It was like a boarding school for people from across the world and everything, and they paid a lot of money there. But it was away for summer, and I was sleeping there for a week.
Okay, so we'll come back to that later, because I've never done anything like that.
Okay.
I've lived in the city my whole life, so a lot of this shit I'm always seeing is like, okay, I guess this is what other fucking people do.
Yeah, I've never seen a for real on TV camping experience that I relate to either, though, so.
But you did on this one, you think?
No, because my experience, I was at a boarding school.
I don't even know if you could call that summer camp. It just sounds like child prison.
It was just a week. It was a camp. It was called a creative writing camp. Nerdy ass shit. All
right. And this movie, like I said, was directed by this dude named Robert Hiltzik. And this guy, literally did one movie and then went to law school.
So he didn't direct the other ones? Because I looked it up. There was like six other ones.
Yeah, apparently there was six or five, I think. And yeah. There was like, he just came back and did one of them. So he's literally got two film credits.
Was it the first one and the second one? Or was it out of order?
Way out of order.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And then I looked up the plot of the one he actually did, and it was like in 2003.
And I would have thought it was at least the third one.
It was pretty terrible. Really? I didn't even watch the movie. I just looked up what it was about.
I watched all the trailers last night for all the other movies.
Did you realize that it was like a whole other female in the other ones?
No, because I just watched the trailers.
Genius.
Yes.
No, but so we're going to go ahead and just spoil this movie. Because like I said, there's not a whole lot more to dig into it. And so if you haven't seen Sleepaway Camp, I recommend you guys going to check it out and then coming back to this part. Let's just go ahead and get over. Let's just get to it right now. Right? The twist. So this movie is not really, it's a cult classic, and it's not all that special of a movie, except for the twist.
I feel like, is the twist the ending?
Yes, the twist is the ending.
Oh my gosh, yes.
There's a giant bulging twist at the end of the movie.
I wouldn't say giant or bulging, but okay.
Yeah, nobody was impressed by it, but I mean, it was a twist.
It was definitely a twist. The twist happened, and I was watching it with commercials. And then, like, it cut to commercial, like, right when it happened, like, after, I don't know, 10 seconds.
After the reveal?
Yeah, after the reveal. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen next? And then it came back. Mind you, this commercial was, like, 3 minutes long. So I was really, like, anticipating what was going to be the next takeoff. And then we come back, and there's nothing but credits. And I was like, glorious. I had to wait 3 minutes to see the same image again. To then see credits over it. I was like, crazy.
Okay, so you tell me what the twist is.
Oh, okay. In my words, should we recap the movie? Like, in a little detail? Or should I just can just go... be...
Like, we're assuming whoever's seeing this has saw the movie already.
So they already know. Okay.
So the main character...
The main character...
One of the main two characters. The woman... The girl, Angela.
Angela. Oh, my goodness. Angela. I can't stand that bitch. But... Angela ended up being the little boy, and you see that because they come up on her naked, holding her somewhat boyfriend's head, like caressing it in lotus flower position. Uh-huh. And then they come up on her, and then she starts screaming and breathing all crazy, like that just scared the fuck out of me.
It wasn't even like that. It was even more primal.
It was like way more worse. But yeah, and then you see she has a dick, so it ended up being the little boy.
It's just like, a full frontal shot of a wiener.
I was like, yeah, at the beginning, I was like, yeah, the girl and the dad died. And then later, I was like, well, I was high, so maybe I got confused. Maybe neither of the kids died, and it was just the dad. Because then I was like, well, maybe they're just telling each other they're cousins, but they're really brother and sister. I couldn't tell. I was so confused. And then it ended up being the boy pretending to be a girl.
Yes.
Because the mom.
So did you expect any of that?
No.
Okay, but let me back up a little. Okay. No. You're good. You're good.
I was trying to figure it out the whole movie, what was happening.
So I've seen this movie two times. One time when I was like 8. Mm-hmm. And I remember I just happened to see the end of it. The end of it is forever ingrained in my mind. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, mine too. Thank you.
To be honest with you, though, I didn't know it was a female. Because I literally like just happened to walk into a room and turn on the channel. And I just saw somebody standing up with a wiener, like full out. I thought they were on a boat.
Oh, my gosh, on a boat.
And I was always like, oh, that's weird. Why are they freeze framing on some dude's dick holding a knife? Because you can't really tell it's a female.
Yeah.
The way they did the mask and stuff at the end.
Oh my gosh, it was so scary.
So this whole time I've always been like, all right, you know, that was weird. But then when I read shit about it, like, oh, that's what that was. It was a girl and it ends up being a guy.
I've had incidents like that on movies too, where you watch it as a little kid and you can't understand some of the concepts. And then you like watch it again and you're like, wait, this isn't what I watched.
That's why this is fun to do.
Yeah.
Because like I said, a lot of those like made-for-TV movies, it's way fucking different when you see like the video-on-demand one. Because those are uncut.
Because then sometimes they cut important clips.
Like I've seen some movies where I was like, yeah, that movie was okay. But then when I've seen like the uncut version, I'm like, this is fucking dope. But yeah, like I was saying, so I saw that, and then a couple years ago, I ran this movie back because my girl recommended it. And then I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense why they did that. Mm-hmm. But like, so you know, or I knew that the female was the killer the whole time. So while you were watching this movie, like you said, you were trying to figure out who done it.
Yeah.
Was she a leading suspect or?
Well, yeah, she was. But then I was like, no, it's man hands like doing it the whole time.
Yeah.
But then also I seen like dark brown hair. So like at one point I'm like, oh no, it's the boy. Then I'm like, oh, it's that bitch Judy. Fuck Judy, by the way. I didn't like that. I didn't like Judy, Meg, and Angela. They were all like annoying.
There was no redeeming characters in this movie, really. No. Outside of the cousin. I like the cousin.
Yeah, the cousin Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
Cousin Ricky's the dude.
He went hard, but, yo. He went in for his family. He
was there for her. Like, leave my fucking cousin alone.
He was down every time some shit cracked
off.
And that's
why I was so mad. She would just sit there and he'd be like defending her. Like, some of the times I was like, bitch, why don't you go now? Leave the fucking scenario. He's taking care of it. Just get out of the way. But she just literally sat there.
Dead eyes, right?
Dead. Like, she was like.
So the movie leads you to think they're like, all right, either it's Ricky or it's Angela. They're kind of, I think that's what the movie implies.
Then I thought it was both.
And then you thought it was both of them working together.
Yeah, at one point I thought it was both of them working together.
Okay, so this actually worked because for me, as a dude who consumes a lot of stories, mm-hmm. And like I said, I've seen this 3 times now the last time I watched it. And as I'm watching it the whole time in my head, I'm like, how does nobody know it's Angela? Not know it's Angela.
Like, I mean, I assumed it was Angela, but this is my thing. I'm like, that's so easy.
You thought it was too obvious.
It was too obvious.
True that.
And then that's why I was like, well, maybe it's Judy, because Judy's a fucking bitch. You know what I mean? I was just like, yeah, it could be her. This was early on in the beginning, kind of, though.
I feel that. I watched, like, a behind-the-scenes documentary that was, like, an hour long about this motherfucker. Just for shits and gigs.
No. I didn't do any research prior to it. You told me the base storyline. You said it was like Friday the 13th. Told my friend, hey, this movie's like Friday the 13th. Let's watch it.
Yeah, except there's a giant... Okay, there's an average-sized dick at the end. Below-average-sized dick at the end. I was going
to say, is that average? Can we check? Can we fact-check that?
Fun fact about that, right? They said that when they filmed that scene or whatever, that like night... They brought in, they first off, they molded the main girl, Angela, who was actually like a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah. I seen after, like, what she looks like now.
And they did a prosthetic of her face with, like, her mouth wide open because she's got this scary ass face.
Yeah.
And they just hired some random kid in this town, just some college kid who was like, maybe I want to be an actor. So maybe I need this job. And they were like, yeah, come do this job. And they're like, are you comfortable, you know, full frontal, just. Shown your wang. And he was like, okay. And apparently the night he comes to do it, right, they said that everybody felt really weird about it because they were like, they know what's gonna happen. And they said this dude just started drinking and he just got drunk as fuck and he was like crying in the corner by himself.
Oh my.
And it was cold as shit. And this dude puts the mask on, he films it, he films it. Never did another movie again. Never came out publicly and said, like, I'm the guy who was in this movie. He's just completely, like, tried to forget that it ever fucking happened.
I would have done the same, but they had to be like, it was cold that night. Like,
what the hell? You know what? To be honest with you, it didn't even say it was cold. I'm just making that up for him.
You're a true
I hope it was cold.
You're a real one for that.
Yeah, yeah. But nah, so that was one thing. And another is that for when they were filming this, the movie, they would actually, like you said, though, use the cousin for the hands and shit to throw people off.
Oh, really? See, I knew it. Or I was like those look like Ricky's hands. I'm good at telling hands.
Because that's what the director said, is like her hands look too feminine, so it'd be too obvious. So they wanted to make it ambiguous, I guess.
No, that makes sense for sure.
Something I want to talk about, though, is, like I said, because of that ending, there's a dick on camera.
Yeah.
Like, I thought there was going to be boobs everywhere. I thought we were going to see banging every 5 seconds.
Right.
I thought we were going to see guts, all kinds of nasty shit.
Yo, it took a while for it to climax.
It did.
The movie, I was like, why are we watching this at one point? And then that happened. I was like, okay, that's why we're watching it.
You're talking about the part in the kitchen, right?
Like, the kitchen part was crazy. I'm not going to lie.
I didn't remember that.
Did you see it? Like, when you watched it the other day, did you see, like, his welts or his boiling things were bumping, like thump. I was like, ooh, that's so painful. So, I could feel it.
What we're talking about is the first kill in the movie with the kitchen, the cook.
The fucking pervy ass cook.
The pedo cook.
Chomo.
Yeah.
No, I wanted him to die. I was glad that happened.
I didn't remember that at all when I watched it back in the day.
Well, I seen all the short shorts, and then I seen the young kids, and then, you know, he made that comment when everybody's unloading off the bus.
Well, that was obvious.
He said, back where I'm from.
There ain't no such thing as too young, bud.
He was like, we call them bear skins. I was like, where I'm from, like, y'all do this on the regular back there?
And he's just saying it to his boys, and there's like an old black dude there. Cool. And he's all like, oh, you're so silly, man.
Like, I'd have been not even like a side eye did that man give him.
Nah, dude, that guy was a complete. It reminded me of like, this is messed up to say, like Uncle Tom, like, you know, like a yes man, right?
Okay. Yeah, I guess I could see that.
Like, in that terms, like, if he was going to do anything that guy said, pretty much. Like, if he had, like...
That's true, because he was, like, doing it. But then, you know, he died. And then he got a promotion.
True that.
To keep quiet.
Yeah, so early on in the movie, this dude, the cook, who they heavily imply is, like, a pedo. But they never outright say it.
Well, they do later in the walk-in.
Even the director in the documentary I watched, he didn't outright say this dude was, like, on some weird shit. He was, like, he's just a little strange, you know?
He unbelted his pants.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not... Nope. That's rape. That's attempted.
And on top of that, the chick Angela, it seems like there might be some, like, Forrest Gump type shit going on. She's a little special. I mean, she has PTSD.
Did you see the mom? Ricky's mom is fucked up.
Yeah.
Yo, she was weird.
Well, I mean, we didn't really... I mean, she was, like, quirky. We didn't know she was, like, full on till the end. All right.
She wasn't quirky. She was like...
So you could tell from the beginning that like there was something off.
There was something off. That's why at one point I was like, oh, well, maybe both the kids survived. And then they went to camp and told everybody their cousins. I was like, maybe that's a front. That's why I thought they were tag teaming on the kills.
I just thought she was fancy.
You just thought she was fancy?
Literally, I was like...
I thought she lost her mind.
Oh, like after the husband died or something?
Yeah, I didn't know who she was. I just thought I know she said her husband left her, so I thought she was just crazy.
I mean, it
makes sense. Why would she make a little boy dress up as a girl?
Yeah, there's definitely something. Clearly.
She forced that on the child. I don't think that was their own choice.
But so from the get, you thought that? Because at the beginning, I didn't really pay attention. I kind of just glossed over the whole intro.
No, that wasn't... I was paying attention at the introduction. I really thought that boat scene was going to be a lot more gory than it was.
I thought the arms got cut off, and that would have been cool.
I was super disappointed when all you saw was, like, a life jacket floating, and what was it, like, part of the dad or something?
Once again, that comes back to me expecting a lot more of, like, the gore in this movie.
Me too. I was, like, expecting a lot of blood. Even the girl that died in the shower, she looked like she'd been autopsied. Like her
I was gonna comment on that. That was the weakest kill in the movie outside the boat scene. I think
it was good. The idea of it was good, I guess. I don't know how you could cut a knife that small. Let's talk about realistic right now. That knife was like this thick. How thick was that shower wall? I would have thought it'd been thicker. So it cut through the wall. And it stabbed her through her guts.
It went through her back, right?
Yeah.
Penetrated bone.
Yeah, and that knife that...
And it was all one motion.
It wasn't even like it was like a struggle for them.
You'd have to carve. It'd be like a motion, like sawing.
Yeah. And again, and I don't think the knife was long enough to do that.
Yeah, when a knife hits you, you don't magnetize to the fucking knife. Don't you like go, ah, what the fuck? And you move away from it?
Yeah, you're going to feel a... Like, maybe she'd have been stabbed once in reality, but she could have gotten away. Then they could have done a chase scene.
There could have been a lot more. That was a lazy kill.
That was a lazy kill.
I will say, though, for why there was no blood on it, supposedly, is because she's in a shower, so the water washes off the blood.
Well, true, but I'm saying her body looked like it had been drained. I don't think all of her blood would have flown out. You know what I mean?
True that.
Like... I don't know.
I don't know anatomy well enough to like make that call.
Oh, well, I watched those like CSIs.
So you know what it was supposed to look like.
Criminal Minds. That's what it looks like after they drained the body and did their autopsy and everything. So, just saying.
Filmmakers, take notes.
Yeah. Let's keep it more realistic, because that's always a better plot kill.
Nah, but back to the cook, though.
The cook.
So, he was going to drag Angela into a fucking refrigerator.
No, he did drag Angela into a refrigerator.
And this is kind of a play. I don't even think they did this on purpose, but I think it's just one of them. I think nowadays it's like a misnomer or like one of those like common knowledge. Bad stuff happens at camps to kids sometimes.
I think it happens anywhere.
That's what I'm saying.
Like churches even.
Churches is the big thing too. Churches. Churches and camp. That's what I think of.
Yep. I agree.
And like, I don't think back in the 80s that was as common knowledge as it is now. That's why people just kept on doing it through like the 90s and shit.
That's true. You think it was more of a thing back then? Because, I mean, honestly, like it happened and nobody knows about it. Went to oh.
Well, like how it doesn't happen now that people know about it, people don't.
Oh. Because they do, they don't.
Exactly.
You confused me.
Okay. What were you going to say?
No, I didn't. No. I was talking about, I don't think a lot of kids go to summer camp anymore, do they? Like legit summer camp like that? I never knew anybody that really
did. I didn't either. I think by the time, like I said, because when we came of age, the internet was a big thing. And like,
yeah, that's what I was
agreeing. All the information is out there that like this kind of stuff happens. So people were probably like, yo, why the fuck am I going to send my kid to a fucking summer camp?
So they can get touched on. Yeah.
Touched on, picked on, like hazing and all that shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like you said, I never knew personally anybody that went to summer camp.
Yeah, I was agreeing with you. Like now that once people started realizing, they kind of stopped doing it.
Or like kids becoming like altar boys or going on retreats with like
the Boy Scout leaders.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I'm going to get into this later, but I read up on like the history of camps and shit. And apparently it's a bigger thing on like the East Coast where there's actually more like wilderness and shit. As opposed to here, there's not a whole lot of woods. So.
I could believe that because the summer camp I went to was on the East Coast.
There you fucking go.
Nailed it. Actually, I feel like when we were driving there, because I had to fly into a different state, and so it was like an hour drive to where I needed to go. The drive there felt like in most scary movies, when they're driving to the country, to the house that they're about to move in that's super fucking haunted. All those big ass trees on the countryside. That's literally on the East Coast. That's how it feels.
That's where those fuckers are. Because I just recently.
That's where they are. Those
I just recently went there. Out of town and I drove across Kansas to go to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Not one fucking giant tree.
Oh, no. Kansas is flat as fuck.
I'm aware of this now.
It's like the dumbest drive. It takes so long to go west and it takes so long to go south from where we are. But if you go north or east, you get there pretty quick and you see some cooler shit.
Right. I went west for an 8 hour and 50 minute drive, and I shit you not, 7 hours and 50 minutes of it was staring at fucking farmland.
And windmills. Don't forget the windmills.
Windmills. And also,
there wasn't a lot of cattle. Like when I go to my grandma's the opposite way, east, like I said, there's a lot of like farm stuff. This was just flat.
Yeah.
Shit.
This is very unimpressive.
Yeah.
But anyways. So, this cook, this guy, he takes Angela into the fridge. And he gets disrupted, fortunately, before, you know.
Yes, thankfully.
He pulls out the one-eyed monster.
The pink-bellied monster.
And this kind of sets the tone for the movie, I think, that where, like, anybody who does something bad, they're going to get repercussions.
Yes. That's why I was with it at first, because it felt very vigilante.
Because he's the first person to almost wrong Angela.
And I knew if he stayed in the movie, he'd probably do it all the way or to multiple kids. I thought he might have been like part of the main plot from the beginning.
I think that's what it's implied, is that he just represents that whole thing as a whole in this movie.
But he's not the only one.
What do you mean? Do you think there's more like perverts?
Yeah.
Like that were in the movie?
Yeah.
Who?
The camp leader. The owner of the camp.
Oh, the old man,
the cigar-smoking motherfucker.
The guy who owned the whole camp.
Yeah, because he wanted to fuck Meg, the counselor. Yeah,
but she wanted to bang him, too.
Still, she's probably, like, maybe 18 or younger. I presume she's, like, 16, because the kids are supposed to be 12.
I was thinking, like, 16, too.
So that's underage. You can't really make that decision.
Hey, I mean, maybe it's consensual in some states.
She was starting to be okay with the idea of sugaring, and that's why she was exploring it.
Clearly.
Yes.
She was fucking pre-promoting that OnlyFans.
But he's her employer, and she was his employee, so that was very wrong.
I forgot that was some creepy shit, too.
So, age, status, like, it was just kind of all bad.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. So, perverts. That's what I thought the plot was going to be.
Just nothing but just pervs?
Yeah. No consent in this movie at all.
No PG. Parental guidance.
Did you say PD or PG? It sounded like you said
PD. What do you think PD would mean?
Public display. You forgot the A.
Yeah, no public display because they only do it, in, you know, like under staircases and shit.
Under staircases in the dark ass woods.
Specifically in the woods.
Specifically in the woods. A lot of shit went down in the woods.
No, but okay, so I was leading to, you were talking about when the cook died. Because he got hot boiling water dumped all over him. And fucking, you know how the boils and shit were on him?
Yeah, and they were pulsing.
Those were effects. They just had him on his back. He wasn't really on the floor. He was like standing up against a board. Okay. And they put like air tubes behind him. Oh. And they went into his neck. So they had the burn like makeup on him. And the air would pump and make the little boils go.
That was good.
Yeah.
I do commend them for that.
And that dude's acting was fucking hardcore. Because remember, they showed him screaming for what felt like about 20 seconds on camera. Which, that's a long time to maintain that fucking.
And he did really good because my voice would have been like, ah.
I thought that guy was going to have a stroke on camera. Because he was a bigger dude. And he was fucking like convulsing and shit while screaming. And I was like, I felt my heart was hurting for this dude.
He was like, oh shit, what a rush.
I was like, oh man. Like, I could just imagine if I was doing that. I don't know where like half my face would just go.
I could imagine though kind of how he felt because like I've spilled like hot ass coffee on my pants. So like in that aspect, I kind of felt that like sensation all over my body. And I was just waiting for him to get off screen. But then I saw his boils pulsating and it just got like more intense. I was like, whoa.
So outside of that death, what other kills in this movie do you like? Because there was a couple good ones.
I thought the sneakiness of the canoe death was pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought it was very lazy when they killed Judy and just threw her under the bed, though. That was pretty fucking lazy.
It was lazy, but the creativity of what they did and what they implied was pretty cool.
What do you mean?
That they shoved a fucking curling iron up her snatch.
Oh my gosh, I almost forgot about that. Yes, that was, I was like.
And they put a pillow over her face to muffle the screams.
Yeah, and I seen him grab the curling iron, and that was my first thought.
But they don't show enough to really imply what they did.
Too much. Yeah, because there it could have been like you just, I don't know, burned her to death or something.
They could have literally, I think what would have like sealed it is if they had like an open leg and it just like, even going in the general direction, that would have been enough to be like, whoa.
Or maybe if after they threw her under the bed somehow, they like panned down her body and you saw like
the cord or some shit.
The burn mark, like hella deep up her thigh. That would have been a good scene.
That was brutal. Like, even though they didn't show it, that was like my favorite implied kill.
I think I tried to block it out of my mind. So thanks for bringing it back up.
It's cool.
I was like feeling for her for a second, even though I didn't like her. Mm. Her face was so ugly throughout the whole film. She was like.
She did look older. You know, she was actually their fucking age.
That's what I was talking about. No.
That's what I said when I saw her. Because I was like, listen.
So, I thought Ricky was like around 12. Like, he looked around his age.
So here's the thing with these older movies. If you ever see one of these movies and you're like, why is that like older woman playing a 12-year-old or a 15-year-old? It's 100% because we're going to see their boobs at some point, and they can't actually show like a 15-year-old's boobs.
Right. Oh, that's legit.
So okay. That's why you would see somebody older. So I was like going through this whole movie like, get him out.
About to pull out some titties. Right, because they were talking about in the very beginning how
our like, boobs are
so
grown.
Big.
They're so big now. I'm like, fuck yeah, they're big.
He's like, yeah, I'm ready to see some tits. Some but 80s no. titties.
There was no boobs in this movie, guys.
Do you feel like titties have changed on screen as time's gone on? Like, the boob flashes in movies?
Like, do they show less nudity?
Not that they show necessarily less or more. Just, like, the way they look is different than what they used to look like.
You know, my girl always comments on that.
Like, I feel like 70s and 80s movies, they're totally different than, like, now.
What do you mean? Like, they look perkier now, and back then they look like little fucking, what are those Halloween candies? The little cones?
I don't know, but I think I know.
The little, like, orange and white
corn candy? Candy corn?
Candy corn? They look like candy corns. That's what they all look like.
Like little deflated candy.
Yes, like just little pointed, like, tips.
Yeah, it was, yeah, exactly.
And now they're, saying?
And now they're, like, brown. I don't know.
I think now maybe they're more conscious of what they're going to look like, and they want them to look a little more realistic. Maybe back then they were kind of just like, take them out. All right, whatever. Let's go.
So, but they were more realistic back then, I think.
Yeah. They were a lot more casual about it. Like, they were kind of like, just take them out. Whereas now,
they're like, they're you like, have make to sure, look like this.
And make sure they look right.
Right. Have the fan on.
I'm glad you pointed that out, though. That was a big culture thing.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, everything's kind of changed.
It's funny you say that. I never pay attention. I mean, boobs are boobs to me. As a female, like, my girl is the one who told me, like, why do they look like that? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I don't care.
Why do they look like that? That's funny. Yeah, I forgot what was going on. We should watch the newer movies and see if there's any boob scenes, like the, like, you know how they made them in the early 2000s, since there's like 6 movies of it.
Oh,
like, and like they compare, like do a compare and contrast.
But there wasn't any boobs in this one.
No, but you got the idea. You saw Judy's chest, like through her shirt.
It's an interesting concept to revisit.
Yeah,
I didn't see enough of them. But yeah, that's why the actors look older. How do you feel about the characters in general? Like, did you like... I know you said you thought Angela was a bitch.
She was just annoying. She was too needy. Like, yeah, she might have been fucked up in the head, but why don't you walk away in certain situations? Like, your cousin's getting in a fight. Everything's clearly taken care of. Why are you still just sitting there?
She definitely played that part well, as like that there's something, the lights aren't on upstairs.
No, because then she was totally like...
But then at the end, you mean when whatever, she flipped the switch?
She was willing to like flirt and stuff with the boy. You know what I mean? And they talked perfectly fine. That's what I was confused about, is like, you seem like you're kind of with it enough to where you should have known to just... I don't know. Walk the fuck away.
Like, this movie did something that they really messed up the story. Like, there's a huge fuck up. Because, like, we kind of barely mentioned with Angela, is all of her kills are vigilante style, right?
Yeah. But it's all people messing with her, too.
Exactly. Until she murders, like, 4 kids in sleeping bags that are, like,
oh my gosh,
preteens.
Yeah, that was sad.
Literally for no goddamn reason.
Maybe it wasn't her on that kill?
It was 100% supposed to be. 100% supposed to be. Because I watched the documentary and the director was even like, I think that might have been. He's like, I feel kind of fucked up about that one. And he should, because that fucked up the narrative. Because it doesn't mean that she's just killing people who wronged her. She's literally just a fucking nut.
Yeah. She literally. Well, I think she really went off the deep end there. I think the dude brought up a lot of feelings for her. Like, even though she was already kind of crazy, I think he, like, hit an even crazier note when he was, like, trying to start, you know, doing what kids around that age do.
He's talking about the blonde guy?
Yeah.
What the fuck friend. Was that guy's name? I can't think of it.
Fucking pussy asshole. I'm gonna call him Dylan.
Dylan?
He looked like a Dylan.
Why'd you call him a pussy asshole?
Because he would be touching on her, and she's at first she said stop, and then he's like, oh, come on, I'm not doing nothing. You know what I mean? Like, pressuring her.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. Oh. You already know she's messed up in the head. Why are you going to pressure this girl? Is that why you got with her? Because you thought she was mentally retarded? I mean, I know it was the 80s, so it's probably a thing back then. Like, legit. Like, maybe people did that. Maybe people were that fucked up back then.
Well, maybe he didn't know she was retarded. He just thought she was quiet.
No. He knew, though, because Ricky told him about her problems.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
And then he starts talking to her. That's how he started talking to her. He was like, hey, Angela. And then she let him sit down, you know, because she just stared at him.
The way I just picture the way you said it is like if he took her bib off of her. And then he was like, how you doing, baby?
Yeah, like, he was like, you know, Ricky told me about what happened when you were younger. And then I'm like, so... Like, are you trying to be cool with her or what? And then he starts trying to pressure her. And I'm like, dude, you know. And then, you know, he talks shit on her to Judy, the whore.
Yeah. But then,
no slut shaming, though. that's totally okay. But she was just a bitch about it.
Yeah.
She was, like, scandalous, you know?
I think, though, that whenever Angela, like, snapped out of her little comatose thing, she could pass as slightly above Forrest Gump. Not completely.
Yeah. Well, I feel like Forrest Gump would have walked away in a fucking situation, too, in certain ones. He's like, oh, shit, there's a fight. It's all taken care of. I'll go back to camp. I'll go back to my dorm. Where are they at? In cabins. Cabins is what they're called.
Forrest Gump would have run out of the goddamn forest.
He'd have just kept going.
He would have made it out of the woods at some point.
Somebody would have been like, what's going on? He's like, it happens. They're like, what? Shit.
Forrest Gump would have minded his own goddamn business.
He'd have been like, walked in on fucking Angela. He'd have been like, sorry, I ruined your killing spree, Angela.
You know how, like, you've seen Forrest Gump, right?
Yeah, like how he walked in and he's like, sorry, I ruined your Black Panther party, guys.
You know how the part where after his mom bangs the teacher or whatever and he walks up on Forrest and Forrest does that breathing thing? That sounds just like Angela did.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was gross.
Yeah.
Thanks. I try to block those out.
Hey, do what they got to do.
Yeah. Maybe they should take it. Keep an inhaler on them while they're doing it. Clear that up a little bit.
Nah, but so we talked about the Judy's kill, the cook's kill, the bee kill was goofy.
Talked about Meg's kill. The bee kill was goofy. That was one of my lower ones. Because I don't think bees would really do that. Like, I legit think he could die from it, but the graphics that they added to it.
Oh, where it looked like he got eaten by one giant bee.
Yeah. like they one were giant bee fucked with him. I was like, bees don't do that. But I could believe the death.
It was a like, cool effect, though. Like how at the end when his like whole face was covered by bees and shit.
Mm-hmm. And his skin had all those like divots and shit. Like it chunks missing.
Yeah. This is random. I was just thinking about this. So was their dad gay?
I wasn't sure. I was kind of confused.
Didn't they show like a scene of like their dad making out with the guy?
Well, they never kissed or anything, I don't think.
They were in a bed.
They were very intimate snuggling. With two shirts. I think they both had their shirts off and they were caressing each other. But I remember like watching it to see if there was any like thing further. I didn't see it. But then I tried to remember back to the beginning. My memory shit kind of sometimes. So I tried to remember back to the beginning. I was like, I think one guy did come walking down when he was in the water with the kids and told him to come
on. Oh, he was waiting
on
the pier, right?
And I'm like, maybe that was him because I think the other dude was blonde. The dad was not a blonde.
No,
dad was a
he
brunette.
Had dark hair.
And I think the guy in bed with him was blonde. And so I think the dude walking down the thing saying the doctor was coming or whatever was a blonde guy. So
that
I'm
was
like,
just
maybe
his code for
him.
Like, I'm going to put it in your butt.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm like, did she see that growing up? Or
maybe that confused her.
Maybe she embellished it too because the mom's over here. Well, I would think it's confusion because the mom forced this on the kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think the confusion about the parent, but I think it affected because of how the parent, what do you call it? Like the adoptive parent.
Guardian.
At that point, the new guardian, like, is fucking him up in the head. And so I think all of that's just kind of playing. And then you got puberty going on, too. Then you got everybody picking on you because you don't want to talk.
That's right. And, you know, you got to, like, hide.
But you can talk sometimes. That's the thing. Is like, some of the time you say shit.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it just bothered me because, like I said, the entire time I watched the movie, I was like, how does nobody pick up on the fact that Angela's the murderer?
That's true.
Like, Ricky was a cool character. Her cousin Ricky, fucking
cool as fuck. Bro, I could see how they upplayed his anger some, and that's why the old guy thought that, because he was, like, in the old guy's eyes, a disrespectful little shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I could see him thinking that.
But like, even his anger never came off in like malice, you know? It was never dark.
No, it just came off.
It always
like,
seemed
you're always
justified.
Messing with my cousin. Yeah, for sure. I don't know. I think people are just stupid. Yeah. In that movie, they had to be dumb, bro. How do you hire a pedo? like that.
A lot hardcore. Of people did this shit, yo. You don't know. You just were like, oh, my kid's going away to camp. They're good.
Well, not the parents. I'm talking about like the people running the camp.
Oh, the other counselors and shit?
Yeah, like how do you not know? They were all standing there.
They're all trying to bang each other, yo. They're not paying attention to the kids or their job. They're just there to hang out and just touch stuff.
Touch stuff. Okay, yeah. I get you.
I was going to say, though, one of my favorite scenes that I forgot was when all the counselors, it was during the boat kill, when all the older counselors were like, hey, let's go skinny dipping with the chicks.
Oh, and was that the older kids? I thought that was
fellow, like.
I thought that was the cabin. I don't think so. A cabin next to, like, Ricky's cabin. I thought they had beef going on.
Oh, maybe it was.
I was confused. I was really
confused. Those kids look way fucking older than them.
I was really confused.
The age gap thing is weird.
Yeah.
Because some of them look like 10, some of them look like 20.
Yeah. I was so confused. I was like, are they breaking them up into different age groups and then also gender too? Because, like, you know, like the girl for sure was. I think there was only like one cabin full of girls.
That they showed. Because remember at the end, after the second or third death, they're like, there's only 25 of them left. So I'm assuming before that, there was probably quite a fucking bit.
So you think there were more kills that we didn't see?
Well, no, just more kids that were off camera.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But so the night scene when the guys are trying to talk to females in a skinny dipping, mm-hmm. they're like, come on, it's great. Yeah. Water's going to be warm. And then at some point,
they're like, girls, it's river snakes.
The female, they get tired of it. One of the dudes is like, you know what? Fuck you guys. And there's like 30 dudes just ass cheeks just running along the boardwalk.
Oh, yeah. And the females were white.
The females were just there like, and? Like, and I was just like, me and a bunch of dudes are not just going to bare ass into some water at night.
All together. Yeah, well, yeah. Again.
Just like wiener slapping in the water.
I think those river snakes do move at night, so I wouldn't risk it.
It's true.
Yeah.
But no, I just thought that was funny as shit when I saw that.
That was funny. My friend, she was like, why is it so white? Why are the asses so white? I was like, because they probably keep their clothes on while they tan. I don't know.
But no. So, did you like the movie?
Yeah. I think the ending, like, justified some of it. But it did kind of scare me.
You were scared?
No, not scared. Like, Angela's face and stuff. The reveal.
That freaked you out?
That freaked me out. Like, I'm trying to get the image out of my head.
Yeah.
I don't like it. But I think it was pretty good. At least in the thriller aspect. Again, I don't know. Maybe just because I smoked some weed, it got me thinking, like, who was it? Too much.
I think there's a difference between a movie being good and memorable.
Okay. So what do you think?
So for me, right, if you take out that twist ending and you just take the movie at face value, it's not a really good movie.
Right. That's what I said. The ending, like, made it better for me.
Check this out. As a person, you're allowed to, like, be able to decide whether or not you think something is good or bad, but that doesn't mean whether or not you like it or don't like it. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
You liked it.
I like the movie. I just think it's shit.
Yeah.
It's very cheesy.
Well, you said, like, it's like an occult following, so that's what I was expecting anyways.
Yeah, because, like, I'm not going to come to anybody and be like, yo, you're going to love this movie. Like, I don't know how someone's going to feel about it.
It's your favorite ever, yeah. But if you say it's, like, got an occult following, like, it kind of has a B-rated movie. It's got that vibe.
So what I'm saying is I could understand why somebody would, like, hate this movie.
For sure.
But I'd still like it. Like, I like the characters. I think some of the kills are creative. But like I said, I was underwhelmed by, one, the nudity. It's 80s, man. Come on.
It was like, something. I wish there was more.
Some bush. Just a little bit, you know?
I think that's what I told my friend. I was like, oh, look, they're getting in the shower. We're about to see some bush. And then it didn't happen.
No. And there wasn't any real gore. I mean, some of the practical effects were cool. Like you said, the cook and his boils, the fly scene. Mm-hmm. I thought the kid who drowned.
I liked the irony of them letting the snake come out of his mouth.
Snake came out of his mouth. Once again, yes. Cool effect. Didn't look very good. Like, he looked like a puppet.
No, I just like the idea of it.
Yeah. The concept is cool. Poor execution.
Right.
And, but yeah, the wackiness of Angela's fucking little mask at the end. Could you tell it was a mask?
No, I
Oh, you couldn't.
Well, I can't see. I have glasses for a reason. So I thought it was her face.
So you thought it was just straight up her face?
Like, I just thought she made her face look real crazy and the lighting and everything upplayed it. Well,
her actual face was insane. Like, the real shots of her face, like, agape. Mm-hmm. That fucking pose is scary.
Yeah, because then I seen after the movie ended, we looked up all the characters, kind of, and I seen a picture of her trying to make that face as an older person.
She take pictures with fans, and that's the pose she does.
Still freaky. You know why it freaks me out, I think, so much? Have you heard of that Momo character?
Oh, my God.
That's what it reminded me of.
I could talk to you about what that actually is, because I've looked it up.
You know, I heard it was like somebody's just artwork, mm-hmm. and then somebody just used it to fuck with kids.
Yeah, after this, I'll tell you like the inception of how that happened.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so like I said, Sleepaway Camp is cool.
Yeah.
I liked it. If you were to rate it on a scale of 1 to 6.
Okay. 1 to 6. I'd probably give it like a 3.5.
Okay, can so I you, do that? You liked it a little bit.
Yeah. I'm definitely down to watch the other ones too, just because I already watched the one.
That's cool. So I'm glad you came out of this with like a positive, like.
Thing. Yeah, it wasn't too scary for me, because if I couldn't have slept last night, I'd have been like, dude, what the fuck?
I think any movie you're going to watch in the 80s is not going to scare you because of like what's out there on the internet nowadays.
I don't know. Freddy Krueger scared the fuck out of me. I still don't like closing my eyes in the shower.
Have you seen it recently?
No, because it scared me so bad back then.
Like, if you were to run it back now, you would, like, laugh at the ridiculousness of it, probably. Similar to this. It's the same concept.
I don't know, man. I ain't risking it. I had a horrible experience that night.
That might be the next one I have you do.
For real?
Just for shits and gigs. Because, like I said,
I got good stories for what happened the first time I watched it.
Save them.
I'll save them. Keep it for another day.
Yeah. But as for me, I'm going 2.
You're going 2?
Yeah, because I'm going to rate it as a slasher movie.
Oh, the number 2 slasher movie. Okay. Yeah, I could see if you're going like slasher genre to give it a number 2.
Well, because I'm comparing it to other slasher movies like Friday the
13th. With a lot more blood and stuff.
Yeah, like I've seen, like there's this movie called The Terrifier. Have you ever seen it?
No.
It's on Netflix. It's fucked up.
There's a really gory movie that I have seen.
What's it called?
The Green Inferno.
I did a podcast on that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Did you?
Shit's for this fire.
One? Your Death Taco podcast?
Yeah, I've already done. I think it was like the 3rd or the 4th one I did.
Oh my gosh. I couldn't eat dinner that night because we were eating marinara.
When I went
pasta.
When I went to Colorado, I found the oven that they stuffed the people's bodies in because we visited some cave where the Indians had set up like in the mountains. Mm-hmm. And they had one of those fucking ovens that I saw in that movie that they stuffed the body parts in.
Really?
And I
actually
yo.
Checked out for a chunk of the movie because my stomach was that fucked up.
My favorite scene is when the guy just starts jerking off in the middle of, like, the enclosure.
Dude, I think that's far. I think I checked out for 20 to 30 minutes and a lot went down in the 20 to 30 minutes I was gone.
This shit was a banger. Yo, check that episode out if you guys haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I'm also, watch the movie. Too.
Don't watch the movie while you eat dinner.
I could recommend you another movie that director did that was pretty cool. You ever seen Cabin Fever?
I feel like I've heard of it, but haven't seen it. I know for a fact I haven't seen it. Movies that I've seen are
very,
very
limited. Yeah. Might do that one next. That could be fun.
Cabin Fever.
It's by the same director, so it's got that same aesthetic, and it's fucked up.
It's fucked up. Okay. I kind of like movies like that.
Yeah. But no, I was saying I give this movie a 2 because, like I said, Friday the 13th would probably... And I don't even like that one that much. Like, I got unpopular opinions about a lot of those movies. Mm-hmm. I think the later movies that came out in the franchises, like, my favorite Friday the 13th is fucking Jason 10. Jason goes to fucking space.
Okay, Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yes.
I didn't know they had that. I just know, like, Freddy versus Jason.
I
didn't even see that.
I think I like that because I saw that in the movie theater in like 2001 when I was like 9. Mm. But yeah, so that was pretty much Sleepaway Camp, guys. Check it out. We both enjoyed it, apparently.
Yeah. I think it's worth a watch.
Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and move on to the next part of the podcast, something I still haven't named. My friend Calvin thought we should call it Shoot the Shit. I don't know yet. But anyways. So something I found that I want to talk about. I literally just Googled bad stuff that's happened in Colorado. Because I recently like took a vacation to Colorado.
Yeah.
And something kind of cool that I found. Apparently a bunch of fucked up stuff happened in the 1800s in Colorado. In Denver in particular, right? Mm-hmm. There was this like famous cemetery in like the mid 1800s or some shit. There was like 5,000 bodies there buried. And one day the government there or somebody, some political leader was like, you know what? I want to put a park there. So we got to move all these fucking bodies.
No, they didn't.
So they moved like 700 of the 5,000 bodies in there. And it took years to do that. Yeah. And then the government ended up being like, this is taking a really long fucking time. So they contracted some dude, guy. And he was like, and they were like, okay, check it out. We're going to pay you this much per coffin that you're taking out of the cemetery. So what the guy does is he starts fucking cracking open coffins and he builds extra coffins and starts dismembering the bodies so he can make more he can fill them up in more coffins.
No. So he can get more money.
So he can get more money. So he can say there was more bodies than there were.
That's
and apparently disgusting. He did this for a while before someone caught his ass. And apparently, I think he had gotten like 2,000 in.
Like 2,000 extra?
2,000 bodies out of the 5,000.
Before they even caught him.
And after they caught him, obviously he went to prison. But at that point, the government was like, eh. Stripped all the tombstones, left it, built the park. And that is currently Cheeseman Park in Denver, Colorado.
Did you go there?
No, but I fucking should have.
I went to Denver when I went, and I guess I'm going to go back and maybe take my sage and visit.
It's called, all I remember is the word Cheeseman. I think it's Cheeseman. Fucking. But yeah, so apparently people see a lot of like shit there, clearly.
Of course.
So it's like, you ever seen the movie Poltergeist?
Is there like white static on the TV?
Yeah.
Yes, but that's all I remember is white static on the TV and people standing outside the house at the end.
Well, that's the plot of Poltergeist. Spoiler alert, anybody who hasn't seen it yet, they built a bunch of houses on top of Indian burial ground and didn't move the fucking bodies.
Oh, that's where the stereotype.
That's why the whole Poltergeist thing is.
That's terrible.
But yeah, so basically that's what these fuckers did in the 1800s in Denver.
I mean, but if we think about it, I'm pretty sure all of America's one giant Indian burial ground. Because how do you know where they did and didn't bury their dead?
A lot of them, fucking mind.
Yeah, because a lot of them traveled. They were very nomadic.
Well, yeah, it's true. Like you said.
So you're just traveling along the way. You're just going to bury somebody where you bury them.
Something had to have died somewhere, pretty much everywhere.
America in a nutshell.
I like that that like whole, what's it called? I don't know. There's this like you know how whenever like someone's really high and you just say something like that's really obvious, but it sounds like mind blowing.
Yeah.
And it's like,
it's like mind bottling. It kind of just takes your thoughts and bottles them up.
If you think about it, I'm gonna use that at some point. America's just one giant Indian burial ground. Because what was there? Wasn't there like 10 million Indians and then they killed like fucking
there was so
90% of them?
Yeah, it's crazy.
No, but you said you had some stuff you looked up also.
Oh, yes. So I tried to look up things related to death camps. Well,
summer camps.
Not Nazi death camps, guys.
Death camps. It has the word camp in it.
Death at summer camp. Uh-huh. And I found my phone's on the floor, so I'm going to do this from memory.
Cool.
I found that in like 1973, don't quote me, like June of 1973, around there, three Girl Scouts died at their summer camp at night. I guess it was like a rainy night, so they kind of pitched a tent. I don't really know how Girl Scout camp went because I only went to Girl Scout camp once. I was a brownie, and then the next year I was a brownie, so I quit again. Why would I do that 2 years in a row?
Yeah.
But these girls went to the camp. So they either pitched a tent or found like an empty tent shelter and like popped in for the night. They were like 8, 9, and 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next morning they were found like 150 50 yards away from the shower house, bagged in their sleeping bags. And when they did the autopsies, two of the girls were beat to death after they'd been raped, and one of the girls was choked to death and sodomized. And they never found out who did it. They assumed one of the killers that gotten loose from prison, jail, whatever, near the area, did it. But he was acquitted. But he did go back to prison for his other charges and died there from a heart attack. Then they should have closed the camp prior to the Girl Scouts coming to camp, because when they were doing like the test runs with the camp counselors, one of the counselors' stuff had like been gone through, like somebody came in while everybody was away and like stole some shit. Mm-hmm. Well, in like an empty donut box, there was a note that said they were gonna like rape and kill three Girl Scouts. But nobody listened to it, because then also in the note it said, talked about like aliens and Mars and shit. So they're like, oh, this is just a prank. But it wasn't.
So it's like a fucked up fortune cookie in a donut box.
In an empty donut box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't believe it either.
You wouldn't have?
Well, I mean, if you saw a note that talked about aliens and like raping kids.
But I mean, they're crazy. You're going to like check that they're crazy is not that crazy?
True.
I mean, because obviously their crazy was that crazy. Hmm. It's like on some, like, maybe, what do you call it? Offering up type shit.
You know, for a second, I thought the story was just going to end at, like, little girls raped, sodomized. That's all I know.
Oh, no. It's like, I'm glad there was follow-up. They could have prevented this.
Yeah, yeah. Another, like, reason, guys, why we don't send our children to camps.
Don't send your children to camps. Don't trust the crazies. Like, watch out. Mental health is a big thing. You should really check that if you can.
A lot more prevalent probably than it was at the time.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it was as shown in light at the time. So I think people got worse.
Oh, yeah. You it was covered I mean? Up like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I looked up the history of summer camps because I was bored last night.
Yeah.
So, like I said.
Tell me.
Started in the East Coast in the late 1800s because wealthy motherfuckers thought their kids were getting soft, air quotes. So they were like, yo, the city's like making you guys bitches. So we need you guys to go out in the woods with these grown men who are going to teach you the way.
Because I don't have time.
Exactly.
Start of the American family. Got it.
So like late 1870s and 90s, around the 1900s, all right, I guess we'll let a couple more people into the club. But apparently it didn't really become a thing until after World War II with the baby boomers in the 60s and the 70s.
Oh yeah, they had a lot of kids back then.
Yes.
So now you gotta get rid of them.
Exactly.
Take a mental.
So that's why we didn't see a lot of like the summer campy stuff until, you know, 70s to 80s. That's why in all the depictions, they all got fucking baby shorts and shit. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, because it was the style back then.
Exactly.
My friend was asking me about that. She was like, "Did he's got a crop top on and like booty shorts?" And I was like, "My dad said he used to dress like that too."
I wonder if that's like a specific white dude thing. My dad swears. Oh, yeah,
I was gonna. She was like, "Did my dad dress like that?" And I was like, "Girl, probably not." My dad was white.
My dad had a fucking mullet. Okay, I guarantee he had those shorts.
I told my dad he had a mullet, but he swears it wasn't. I think he just thinks it wasn't because he had curly hair, but it was a fucking long in the back and not very long in the front. Pretty sure that's a mullet.
Just a fucking mullet denier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
But now, one of the only, like, actual interesting things I learned about the camp thing was the games they played back in the day and its inception.
Okay.
So.
What'd they play?
One of the original games, right? It's a famous one. I didn't know what it was, but it's something Rover. Like, Red Rover.
Oh, Red Rover. Played that.
It's a camping game. I wonder if you played at recess. I wonder if you played the other one they invented called The White Man and the Indian.
Definitely not.
You sure?
Maybe. I don't think I played. I think I would remember if that's what we called it.
Apparently, it was a form of tag where one guy was the white man, was the Indian.
Did they kill the kid at the end? That was the Indian.
I think whenever they tagged him, he fell down and did some type of.
No.
I made that up.
Oh. I thought that was actually the game.
No. But I just picture that's how it went down.
No, I didn't play that one. I mean, I played tag.
You got excited at the Red Rover. Tag.
Yeah, that was a good-ass game.
I was like,
you would run through people's hands and try to break them.
I didn't know that. I never heard of it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, so like a bunch of kids, they line up parallel to each other and they hold hands really uh-huh. tight. And then your team will holler like Red Rover, send whoever's name. Like you pick somebody from the other line. And they have to come running at you guys and try to break through the hands. And then I think if they broke through, like those two people had to get out the line and you basically go until nobody has one. Whoever's team like loses the people first loses. Huh. So if you broke through, that was good. If not, I think you got out or you had to be on the other team. I can't really remember the fine rules of it. You know, that was kind of some years ago.
What if the guy at the front of the line was like Popeye and just had fucking forearms for days and just closed
You would put him everybody. In like the middle probably. He's super strong to like hold on to people. I don't know. I don't remember. We were like 8. I don't think we had that good of a strategy.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
We want a strong anchor and a good fore end.
Yeah, we didn't really like pick up where we should put people.
I got you.
We just knew who would probably run the fastest and break the arms.
I never heard of this game, but it sounds like a good way to fuck your arms up.
You know, back then those games were fun. Like those, the one where you slap each other's hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Like up, down.
I play that one
And
a
then
lot.
There's like different variations of that. The 90s.
I was slightly part of that generation.
Violent games. I love them. Mm.
But no. Also, in my quest for knowledge of Colorado.
Oh, Colorado. Love that place. Okay.
You've heard of Garden of the Gods, correct?
Yes, I have. I have not been there.
That's where we went.
Oh, we're nice. In a place called... Did you do the walk? Did you walk through the Garden of the Gods?
We half-assed it, but it was like fucking raining and you're in the mountains, so the thunderstorms sound even fucking closer and it was terrifying.
Yeah, you're probably going to get like...
Whenever it like thundered, like my asshole fucking tingled.
Because it was so like vibrational.
Yeah.
That's intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to Denver and I went to Red Rocks, the amphitheater right outside of there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that so you saw really Red cool. Rocks.
I did see Red Rocks. I didn't see a concert at Red Rocks because, you know, COVID and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, and I like walked up and down the whole thing. It was nice.
Okay. So I was leading into a story about Red Rocks. So apparently in like the 1800s, tuberculosis is a thing, right? Mm-hmm. And there's this this female. She was going to be like some kind of musician or some shit. And she knew she was going to die because she had tuberculosis. But before she got too weak, she had climbed the fucking Red Mountains. So she's at the top of the Red Mountains. And she tells the people she's with, she's like, hey, I want to be fucking buried here, boys. And they're like, all right, why not? A couple years later, she dies. It's like the 1890s. Put her ass in a coffin. Take her up on the top of the fucking mountains. These mountains are fucking massive.
Was it Red Rocks?
Yes.
Okay.
Bury your ass on top of one of the mountains. It said 4 decades later. I did the math. That would have been like the 1920s or the 1930s now, right?
Yeah, I'm with it.
There's some kids who are like walking around the fucking mountain and they're like I said, these kids, they're wandering around the bottom of the mountain. And this is like 40 years later. And they see a skeleton, they see a skull, a human skull. So the authorities come, they find the rest of this woman's body and parts of her coffin, like at the base of the mountain, like it's shattered. So what they think happened was there was some type of storm. And the storm washed the fucking coffin out of the, like, top of the mountain and just washed the motherfucker right over the cliff. And it just shattered.
She wasn't buried?
Or, like,
it washed away the dirt, too.
It washed away the dirt too much.
Oh.
And her whole fucking coffin just blew off of the top of the mountain and fell to the bottom of it.
You know what? If it was meant to be, it would have been. She claimed something that wasn't hers, apparently.
Like this white bitch went on this Indian land and tried to bury herself at the top of a goddamn mountain.
I own this thing. And the land was like, bitch, you thought.
Nah, but apparently these fuckers just like dug a hole wherever they found it. And she's in an unmarked grave somewhere around the fucking Garden of the Gods.
They moved her.
Well, no, that's where she was. That's where she got buried, was at the Garden of the Gods in Manitou Springs.
Oh, I thought you said she was at Red Rocks. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, no, the rocks there are red, so I'm confused about what we're talking about.
Okay, Red Rock is an amphitheater. outside of like Denver. So it's a natural formed rock formation, but because of the way it's like a canyon kind of in the between, it's a naturally amplifies the sounds. So they turned it into a stage area, and then the seating goes up the canyon, and they hold concerts there.
Okay, it definitely was not there.
Okay, that's why I was like, was it at Red Rocks? No, and you were like, yeah.
Well, the rocks there are red, so I was confused.
Yeah, there's a lot of red rocks in America. You're right. I can see the confusion.
But no, so if I would have known that going there, I'd have been a lot more interested because I'm not really a huge nature guy. So yeah. I'm those dudes who gets out of the car and goes, exciting.
This is cool. And then gets back in.
Yeah. Just takes like one giant fucking, now I got to go.
Yeah, there's some caves around here in the city here, and I went on like a big old trek to try and get to them. My ass was too tired to get all the way down there, but I could see down into the cave, and that's as far as I went.
Shit. When I was up there, they had a fucking haunted cave tour.
Yeah, so you went on a cave tour to see it?
No. I went. Oh. I actually went. There's like a national park that's there, and you can walk through the mountains and shit.
And you did your own tour?
No, I just footed it through.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You did your own.
Yeah, like, yeah. You but you could have, like, signed up, and they would have taken you through a cave tour near those mountains.
Like, it's in, like, a specific trail. I told you some facts. But yeah, you did your own thing. Mm-hmm. And you found a cave.
No. I never got to do it.
Oh.
I saw, like, some little, like, Indian huts, like, on the side of a mountain that you could just walk up to.
That's cool, though.
Yes.
That's what I was asking, kind of.
So they look like caves. And that's where you saw the oven? Yes, that's where I saw the fucking oven.
Wow.
I know. I was super excited when I saw it because I'm the only sick fuck that like thought of like cannibalism and Indians. And it was like, that's where they did it.
Do you think they were there cannibalists up here?
I don't think those ones were.
I mean, that's kind of the ignorant person in me. But I know like definitely down south from here there were.
Were there really?
Like a lot of tribes that were cannibals.
Oh, so just the Mexican ones.
Kind of talking further south, like in the Amazon forest type of tribal area. Oh,
so the ones like that the look Green Mexican. Inferno. I'm fucking with you.
Like the Green Inferno area, wherever that was.
That was Brazil, I think, or some shit.
Yeah, and they say, like, I think maybe, like, Peru in that area, too, possibly. I know in
Peru, they eat guinea pigs.
Yeah, and I think they do the head shrinking. That's why I think they had cannibalism back then, too. Mm. Not, like, I'm not talking about the people. I'm talking about the tribes that's practiced it. Not everyone.
Not every single
Peruvian. Not every fucking Peruvian. On eight the people. Planet. Or Brazilian, because we said it was in Brazil, too. Just saying.
No. Yeah.
Cool.
I need to learn more about fucking Indians. Some of the stuff is cool.
Fucking Indians. I mean, everybody kind of has, like, for the most part, a lot of people have, like, native in them. You know? Because what are you?
What am I?
Yeah.
100% Latino.
Latino. See?
Mexican.
Mexican. Like, that's, like, Spaniards colonized.
It's like half Spanish, half Indian, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There you go. You nailed it. I have some Indian in me, too. But doesn't most white people claim that?
It's like a 195th Cherokee.
I think I have more than that, but 190th. Yeah, I'm gonna claim it, and I'm going to be like, yeah, I was an Indian princess. No, I'm kidding. We got Indian royalty in our blood. No, that's not how it used to work back then. Mm.
So, did you have any more, like, random stuff to talk about, or was that, like, the highlights?
Oh, that was, like, my highlight was the Girl Scout thing. I spent a lot of time researching that. I was like, let me look at all the facts on this one case. It was unsolved.
Where was it at?
It was in Oklahoma.
No shit?
Yeah, it was in Oklahoma.
That's close.
Yeah, it is. You could probably go there.
Oh, fuck that. That's scary. I thought you were going to say it was, like, on the coast or something.
No, it was, like, yeah, Oklahoma. There's a lot of fucked up shit that happens in Oklahoma. By the way, I seen, like, Cops or something like that. There was a lot. Oh, 72 hours. Or, you know that, what is it, 48 hours?
The first 48?
Yeah, that's what it was. There's a lot of shit in Oklahoma.
Women in fucking true crime, bro. I don't watch a lot of true crime stuff.
I mean,
I've heard podcasts like weird stories and stuff, but I never like.
I've listened to Wine and Crime podcast.
What's that about?
They drink wine and talk about true crime. In their words, that's their little slogan.
That's clever. I like it.
It is cute. I like it too. And they pick wines per the movie. It's real cute. I like that one.
People are listening, probably like, you're laughing at somebody when your podcast is called Death Taco.
Death Taco Podcast. It's cool. What's your handle for your thing since you were shouting out your little,
you know,
links? Like, what are your?
It's
like,
either, what do you type in to it's find literally out? Just either Death Taco Pod, uh-huh, if not Death Taco Podcast.
Okay,
that's Death like the Taco farthest Pod off the trail I get.
Okay, is there any underscores to like find you?
Nah, no, just literally
all together.
I'm on everything, yeah. Just all that together. Just Twitter, Instagram. I barely got on Twitter because it took me forever to figure out how to work like an old man.
I have a Twitter, but I don't have nobody I know on my Twitter.
I remember you telling me about that.
Maybe I should go follow your podcast.
It would be nice.
Maybe. Not on there. I'll like definitely follow it on the other stuff.
Yeah. Then you know where the only thing I get like actual feedback on is fucking TikTok.
TikTok?
It pops off on TikTok. I'm sorry,
I don't even have a TikTok.
I didn't either until I realized, you know,
people are popping off on TikTok. They're going viral like crazy on it.
And literally all I post is what you see on that camera is right here in like a little 45 second of a conversation.
Mm. And you'll get like 600 views. That's crazy, man. You know who's on TikTok? Kids.
Of course.
I had a friend post on there and she said some little kid was like, "You're not too bad for an old person."
Like, you know how scary that is? Because all of my TikTok is... So how the algorithm works on there is, you know, you just swipe to keep looking at videos. Swipe, swipe, next video, next video. And if you pause on a video too long, which I'm a man, okay?
Yeah, you're going to pause. I pause on stuff too. I like rewatch videos.
But no, all I paused on is like these like thought videos.
The thoughties.
So like literally 99% of my swipes... What are the TikTok songs? I can't think of them.
Oh, no.
Not even that one. Like, it's the ones that are legit just associated with, like, a twerk.
Oh, Bust It. Bust It was a big one.
You just hear Bust It. And, like,
the crybaby.
Every 5 seconds. That's all it is every time I swipe.
You see the crybaby challenges?
Probably.
Yeah.
And I don't do it. I didn't do it intentionally, but like I said, because on a couple of them I paused too long, that's all the motherfuckers are.
You know what it was a good TikTok challenge? Hmm. Was that Silhouette one?
That one's on there too.
That one was bomb. For both sides. Mm-hmm. They were pretty good. Yeah.
No, but so I wanted to get to... No, you're cool. I lost myself. And I wanted to talk to you about the Momo thing.
Oh, the Momo thing. That was scary.
So that was just literally... All that is a creepypasta. Is what it initially was.
What's creepypasta?
It's internet urban legend. Mm, yeah. Kind of like the Slender Man, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And if somebody just made up a story, they took an image of, you know, like you said, that thing was some Japanese guy's like artistic thing. Mm-hmm. And somebody took the picture and made up this fake story for it that like, oh, your kids are seeing this video on YouTube and it's telling your kids to do all kinds of crazy shit, you know. Turn on the oven, hurt themselves, or whatnot. And so it was fake. It was just made up.
Like you're saying the story was made up? There was no videos? Because I've seen videos.
No, there was no videos initially. But then so many people started sharing the story. And it got like running online. So some guy actually, as a joke, goes, okay, let me take the picture. Make the little like, Momo's gonna kill you fucking thing.
That sounds scary.
He does the video in like a baby voice, tells your kids to whatever, but it was just a prank. But then once that happened, people ran with it and they were like, oh my god, this guy's doing this crazy thing trying to do blah blah blah. But that's like the inception of it, is it never had any traction until people said it was real.
Oh yeah.
So if you've ever seen a video, it's literally like just a copycat of like the original guy that did that. Mm-hmm. Just making fun of the urban story, the urban legend.
Well, it's crazy. YouTube is crazy because there are people that like post it with kids, like kid approved, you know what I mean, ratings. And yeah, they'll dress in like Elsa and Spider-Man.
Fuck that. I'm not gonna lie, yo, that picture is scary as fuck,
dude. That picture is so scary, and that's what Angela's face looked like. That's what it reminded me of. I was like, oh shit, it's fucking Momo and a dick.
No, it was freaky though. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't like looking at it either. It's one of them things like I don't even like staring at too long.
So I was like waiting for something else to happen, so I did like that over the
over Angela's face.
No, just because I didn't want to see the child size penis.
I'm not gonna lie, I looked at it too and I was like, that's sad.
Yeah, I was like, well, it makes sense because it's like a 12-year-old kid. It's supposed to be like a 12-year-old boy, roughly.
14-year-old.
14,
I feel like at 14, it's got to be a little bit different than
that. Well, I don't know because I wasn't doing shit back then, so I don't really know what to compare it to.
Nah, but I think we're going to go ahead and wrap on that note.
Yeah.
Sierra, good idea. Appreciate you for being here with me.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for inviting me. I'll do it again if you want.
We'll do another one. I definitely want to see you react to the, what's it called?
Cabin Fever.
Cabin Fever, directed by Eli Roth. I think it's like 2001 or 2003. It's a pretty fire movie.
2003.
But for people watching, thank you for joining us. Make sure you guys check out the different platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Google, wherever you get your shit.
Are you on SoundCloud?
I should be on SoundCloud, but no.
Man, you gotta drop that SoundCloud link.
I did listen to podcasts on SoundCloud for a while. I feel like I'm biased because I use Spotify a lot.
Do you? So you like videotaped us. So do you put it on YouTube?
It'll be on YouTube.
It'll be on YouTube.
But I feel not, like a lot of people SoundCloud. See it through YouTube. No.
Okay.
I can put it on SoundCloud, I think, pretty easy.
I listen to my podcast on SoundCloud. I don't know.
So that's where
I'm
your
like
thing
the lamest,
is?
I'm like the lamest person ever.
Nah, SoundCloud. I used to listen to something on there. There was literally one podcast that I could only find on SoundCloud, so that's really? Why I listened to it there. That's a platform, I guess, so I should be on there also.
You should. Nah. Since you're on TikTok.
How dare you, yo. TikTok is where it's at, all right?
That's what everybody tells me.
I don't care if it's China's, you know, gateway into our world.
I had to make my kid stop watching TikTok because he was watching conspiracy theories. He was like, Mom. You know Slender Man? And I was like, yeah. He's like, and you know Roddy Ricch? You know his song, The Box? He like goes, eat her. He was just making the noise. Uh-huh. He was just copying the noise. And I'm like, yeah. I don't know. Somehow TikTok told him that Roddy Ricch was Slender Man. Like it all
That's
equated
fucking
to that.
Crazy.
He said, before Slender Man, it was called Siren Man. And he said, you know, in the song The Box, you hear the sirens, they go, ee-er, ee-er. He's like, so therefore, Roddy Ricch is Siren Man. And I was like, okay, you don't have a TikTok anymore.
How old was this kid?
Like 7 or 8.
Oh my God.
It was just at the beginning of the pandemic.
This is a clip, by the way.
It was crazy.
And on that note, guys, thank you for watching That Taco Podcast.